This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney once again on the campaign trail. Things get wild, but what else is new? And I say get wild, it's more about setting up constantly for the upcoming debates. They'll be here before you know it. And in looking ahead to those debates, after starting the week over the conversation that Donald Trump brought up for the fact that two of the debates are clashing against the NFL, now we see that there are lots of people complaining in the Republican side of the aisle, in the pews, that they're not happy. And there's even a lot of conversation over the possibility of Donald Trump not actually being the nominee, which would be shocking if he decided to drop out. So joining us now from inside the Beltway, Justin Duckham, Talk Media News. Justin, Donald Trump, there's now all of a sudden this, I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory or what, but there's all of a sudden a lot of conversation about the possibility that Donald Trump could all of a sudden drop out of this race. That seems so ridiculous to me. What are they saying in Washington?
Well, you know, you kind of have to put this in context in the sense that there have been these sort of fantasy scenarios in which the Never Trump movement will be able to get an alternative candidate before Election Day. That has been going on for quite some time now. Initially, there was a movement to try to, consolidate around one alternative candidate. Then there was another to try to essentially use the debate process during the convention to try to, force some kind of action on that. Both of those ended up failing. So it's not really surprising that we're seeing this come back into context. But nevertheless, it is being discussed. There are some conversations that are going on behind the scenes. The RNC has officially denied that anybody besides Trump will end up being on the ballot. But there are some, conversations going on among state-level leaders, those who will actually be responsible for filling a vacancy if Donald Trump ultimately does drop out of a race. That is certainly fueling a lot of this discussion.
Yeah. So while that's happening, as you said, what's fueling the discussion, the other thing that's, I thought, very interesting coming out of Washington is the fact that the Iran hostages are released, but we find out that they got $400 million on the day the prisoners were freed. And, of course, we don't negotiate with terrorists, so I can only imagine what the reaction has been like as far as that's concerned. What are people saying in D.C.?
Well, the administration has tried to defend this, saying essentially the timing on this was largely coincidental, the fact that the payment took place right as hostages were set to be released. What they're saying is that this was something that was planned for a while, was initially announced in January, and was essentially a repayment on a settlement that had taken place on a deal prior to the overthrow of the initial government in Iran back in the 70s. So they're trying to maintain that this was something that was not, related to the hostage crisis, was not related to the Iran deal, and was a longstanding agreement taking place as we try to essentially cool down our relations with Iran. But that certainly has not quelled a lot of the conservative backlash against this. There have been many people within the GOP, within Congress, lawmakers, Trump and the campaign trail certainly, who have been trying to make this evidence that this was a quid pro quo and that this was a further sign that, the administration is essentially cozying up with Iran. That argument has been gaining a lot of traction, and it doesn't necessarily seem like the justifications that the administration are putting forward are really gaining nearly as much steam.
In the meantime, sticking with the campaign, Hillary Clinton has a 10-point lead, according to one of the most recent polls, and certainly with the Republican Party, there are some that aren't happy with what's going on with Donald Trump. We know that. But what will the RNC do to try to change that scenario around?
You know, basically at this point, it really is on Trump. You know, there's some discussion that they're going to try to maybe hold an intervention in the coming days with Newt Gingrich or Rudy Giuliani, as well as Reince Priebus, the chair of the RNC, to try to get Trump back on message. But, you know, back in the context of things, every time we've seen Trump try to pivot back on message, he has, within a number of days, resorted to being Trump as usual. So it's really kind of his game now. It's really sort of a guessing game of where exactly he's going to land on the map within the coming days. But there certainly is a lot of panic going on behind the scenes right now.
Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks as always so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, the point of view from Washington, Justin. And, of course, we know that the legislative branch, they are out, still on vacation. And won't it be interesting to see what happens when they come, you know, when they come back to the nation's capital? Because now it's full force. Who's getting elected? Now it's rallying the troops. And rallying the troops would it certainly include for Donald Trump making nice with some of the bigger names in the Republican Party if he wants their blessing, if he wants more people to be able to campaign for him, which obviously is the name of the game. And that's going to be part of what we'll hear about September and October and then heading into November and the actual election itself. As I started off saying at the top of the show, the focus is really narrowing down to those debates, getting to the debates, getting as much push, shaking as much hands and going to as many territories as possible. That's what, you know, it's a foot race at the tail end of this. It's as Justin said there, it's up to Donald Trump. If the latest poll shows that Hillary Clinton has a 10-point lead, that starts to become much more significant when you're talking about 10 points, 49% to 39% head-to-head. And this is a Fox News survey that was just dumped out on Wednesday. This doesn't bode well for Trump because, I mean, you can manipulate, really, honestly, polls however you want to, but 10 points is pretty big. You start to get in that 10-point range and beyond, then you start to ask yourself, well, what does that mean? A CNN ORC poll had a 9-point difference between Clinton and Trump, but the key thing is she was on top of both of those polls. And the reality is it becomes the people behind, it becomes more about the people behind the messenger as well, getting enough ears and eyes and thoughts and minds wrapped around the person who you're pushing for, whether it's Republican or Democrat. And so Trump is trying to do some damage control. He's trying to turn around a very tough week by having Mike Pence fix some of the problems, frankly, that he created on a couple of different fronts. We'll talk more about that as we mix it up. Coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Get your take heard. You certainly can do that on this show. 855-266-5283. 855-266-Kate. A couple of quickies here. One, a big shout out to my pal Stephen Hewer, because I've been talking about what's been happening with me with my Synergy One, which has been something brand new for me. Synergy One is, you know, just, I mean, again, just amazing, because One World Way has been a real game changer for me. I've mentioned this. I had a couple of people actually ask me, One World Way. So are you taking that before you go to the gym? Or are you taking that after you go to the gym? I take it even if I'm not at the gym, actually. And it's an organic protein supplement made from raw milk of grass-fed cows. So I get the substantial boost that I need, and it's not obviously damaging to me. And I've said this before, I've never taken powders for a reason, because I didn't know much about them, and I didn't, you know, I was misled thinking that you gain weight if you eat too much of, you know, if you take a shake, I'll call it, instead, but it's the opposite. You lose weight, you get more lean muscle, you get the increased energy levels, which is what I really need with a crazy all-over-the-map schedule that I'm sporting. This has, like I said, been an incredible, incredible game changer for me. And I find that it seems like anything that I dip into with these guys has changed the chemistry. That's it. I mean, that's the best way to put it. It's changed the chemistry it started to change that chemistry in my body that I didn't realize what was going on with, whether it was probiotics, which I desperately needed, or whether it was a lack of protein, etc. Wasn't getting enough of that. So this has made a huge, I can't say it enough, difference in my life. That and the Andreas seed oils, same thing. It's like I said, it seems like anything that I touch. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, there's a link right there. It'll take you to their fabulous website and, you know, tell you much more than I can even possibly tell you about what One World Way is like. I like the vanilla. I know a lot of people like chocolate or strawberry, but I don't know. I like the vanilla, and I like actually all of them are fine. But I've been making those shakes and taking them with me, and I've seen exactly what it can do when the body converts protein, because this is what happens. When the body's forced to convert protein into sugar because you don't have this, you have this deficiency of carbohydrates, the extra work, the stress on the body, as Stephen has explained, now finally I got it through my thick skull, and I think that I think that's why One World Way was so good for me, because of how long it lasted, because of what it, again, was doing to my chemistry. So check that out for me, and let me know how you do with it. Just go to, it's easy, just go to my website, americatonight.net or sgn80.com. Not easy is to decipher some of what we were talking about at the top, what we're seeing in this crazy 2016 race to the White House, trying to make sense of the, trying to make sense of what's happened on the road to a next president, swearing in a next president. The polls point to Clinton, but Trump is trying to reverse some of what happened in a very, very bad, bad week. I mean, you even have Wisconsin's largest newspaper telling Paul Ryan to just disavow Donald Trump, just totally forget Donald Trump, and we'll reelect you. Pretty much saying that. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that ran an editorial where they said, you know, he's got to choose his party or his principles, and it can't be Trump. And that Ryan believes he can have it both ways with Trump. He can support Trump, still manage the billionaire's frequent eruptions somehow of ignorance. But the newspaper really hammered this point, saying he can't. His principles and Donald Trump's candidacy simply are not compatible. And think of Paul Ryan and the upside for him. He's 46. He was elected to Congress in 1998. He was Mitt Romney's running mate in 2012. And now he's up for re-election in November. And, of course, Trump refused to endorse Ryan in his upcoming primary race anyway, even though Ryan endorsed him basically in June, announcing his support on Twitter. But this newspaper carries a lot of sway, and the people in Milwaukee are listening. I think the attacks on the parents of the Muslim army captain were just too much, too over the top. And even the paper said it was a national embarrassment, and that Trump's comments were unspeakable in so many people's minds. So, you know, disavowing Donald Trump, that's what the paper says. Disavow Donald Trump and we'll back you. And I'm sure John McCain may be feeling a little heat on that front too as well. It's kind of the reverse deal with the endorsements. I was talking about, are endorsements important, like a year ago? Are endorsements important? Do you care if somebody you like is endorsing one of the candidates, or does it not matter to you? So what's been interesting to watch is then the scramble to get Trump, or the noticeable absence of Trump endorsing two very well-known politicians who were up for re-election, like I just mentioned, Paul Ryan, and what the editorial had to say about Trump and Paul Ryan's relationship. And then, of course, the other thing is John McCain. And John McCain has not got an endorsement either. So follow the bouncing ball, let's put it that way. And where does it lead? Where does it lead? Right? By the way, big news today, the Supreme Court blocked a transgender student from using their bathroom of choice. You know, the bathroom issue has been a heated one. The Supremes decided that the student who was born a girl blocked them from using the boys' bathroom, staying in order from a lower court in Virginia pending a possible appeal at the higher court. I think this is the first of so many challenges that we are apt to see. And I would say that that we're not going to be done with this issue, and we're going to see it on other fronts as well. It's like somebody said to me the other day, well, won't this all go away? No, it's not all going away. It's going to become a much bigger issue on so many other fronts. So this is just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg when we're talking about bathrooms. There would be other things that would have to be settled as well when you mention transgender and making a choice and changing a lifestyle. How is that lifestyle accommodated by old norms, and how many people challenge those norms? And the answer is there's going to be a lot of challenges. This is only the beginning. And every state, especially when you're talking about schools, they are tackling this head on because they know they have to resolve it and come up with some sort of a plan. Whether we're talking about elementary schools or high schools, and then for that matter, you could push that to higher education as well, because they're going to have the same problem ultimately. I was thinking about this too. Well, because there's just so much that would have to change. Think of bathroom situations, just male and female anywhere. When you're talking about stadiums, when you're talking about being in any of these facilities, whether it's a college football game or a professional game, or you're going to see the kids play. How far does the switch reach? And the answer is, it has no bounds. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The problem that I've been having is I'm so aware of the normal standards that when I try to do something different, I do so actively. I seek it out. And that just helps promote the idea that things that seem normal are natural. Part of the problem that I've been having is I encourage people to act on impulses, but I don't factor in.
You gotta love this chemical addictions that music. So thanks to Nathan Reeder, comes up with some of the great stuff here on America Tonight. I get asked that question at least once a week. Coming up in our next hour, we'll have a mailbag segment. I won't include that, but but there were and always are a lot of people who wonder about the music. I like to zig and zag in a couple of different directions coming up at the tail end of this hour for fun. We Can Count, so it's about the numbers, and we'll talk about numbers because numbers are everywhere when we look around us, and some of them are super, super positive and some are awful. And numbers going in the wrong direction. Let's put it that way. I mentioned the transgender issue and the bathroom, and I think that this is the tip of the iceberg, honestly. And this is always up for discussion because this is a big change, a culture shift in a very, very big way. And this culture shift means that you got to rethink, or a lot of townships, states, schools, entities that are public entities are rethinking how they can accommodate a shift in the culture. And some say this is ridiculous. We shouldn't have to accommodate that. But I think these challenges are going to continue to add up and hit the Supreme Court till eventually the highest court in the land rules on, I'll call it rules, on some of these schools or some of these workplaces on what they're providing as far as the bathrooms are concerned. All right, this is a follow-up to a story that Oh my gosh, that was so sad. You know, this just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Grand Canyon and the fact that there was a woman who was with one of the big social media organizations, and she was friends, and what happened was somebody wanted to get by her, and she let the person get by, and then she fell to her death in the Grand Canyon. And there was another woman who had been reported missing almost 4 months ago, and she was found this weekend in the Grand Canyon, 22 years old, missing by her family. She had traveled to the South Rim through the Arizona shuttle, was dropped off at a lodge on the west side of the Grand Canyon village, and they believe that she had gone to Lookout Studio during her visit. She was last seen at the South Rim, and there were multi-day efforts to try to rescue the missing 22-year-old Diana Zacharias. It was so sad with her whole life in front of her. But they, you know, they could never find her. And they were hoping they'd find her alive. They found her remains. And so, you know, they say that the Grand Canyon, I didn't realize this, you see about 12 to 15 deaths a year, most from heat or other medical issues or an accidental, you know, an accidental fall. All right. Like I said, we are always open for business when it comes to discussion. I don't care left of left, right of right, wherever you fall on the spectrum, I'll call it 855-266-5283, or you can certainly hit me up by sending me an email at americatonight.net. David in San Francisco, hello.
Hi, Kate. Long time no talk.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Oh, no trouble. Yeah, we've got, it's fog's easing up, but it's dark out there.
There you go.
You know what I was going to raise? You were talking right and left issues, but I just try to stay scientific. And if you just think 40 years ago or 50 years ago or 100 years ago, you were lucky to have one outhouse and everybody just stood in line the first one in, got it, right? Now,
yeah.
if these neocons think that they can create bathroom police and create, like, job producers, job creators with something stupid like seeing who is naughty or nice about, or, you know, who's got the right papers before you can go to the bathroom. Yeah, I mean, do they want us to hold up one finger or two or, you know, this is, it's just stupid and creepy. But, you know, thinking about it also scientifically, you have interviews, right, now and then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was a book that was written over 10 years ago. It was called Our Stolen Future, and it was about how pollution was changing our world and how it was going to change the next generation. Well, it says in there that benzene had gotten to be so common 10 years ago, not only in things like cheap carpets and, you know, kiddie toys at McDonald's and all sorts of things, that they were, especially kids in utero, were being born with basically burnt or melted sex organs. So if that was 10 years ago, we've now got 10-year-old kids who are getting older. And she was, or actually, I think there were three or four authors in this. So the series of authors that wrote that section were claiming that, you know, up to 30% of kids were being born with either useless sex organs or basically no sex organs. So when you start getting into the embarrassment of just having to go to the bathroom and somebody's going to be checking your papers, I mean, we should be going after the polluters rather than going after, you know, the polluters who have ruined a whole generation. And rather than allow the polluters to divert attention away from their crime and blaming the poor kids who are being born with melted sex organs. So that to me is the uglier reality of it.
Yeah, you know, point taken. You're right. When we look at where we are in this country and we look at so much that is happening, you know, what are we thinking? What really honestly is going on wherever you are in your nook and cranny. And I think that David, no matter what, as I mentioned, this is just the beginning of it, and it's not going to change. And there's going to be a lot of money, time, energy, and some insanity, to be sure, that's going to follow what's happening with this situation with the with the bathrooms and how people handle it and what legally happens. I think are going to be two different things. However, whatever the law is ultimately, whether it's going to be state by state by state, I think the Supreme Court blocking the transgender victory on the bathrooms says volumes. But I also believe that we're going to constantly hear that knock on the door, if you will, and it's not changing, and we're burning up a lot of synergy on this for sure. I mean, for sure. Absolutely. All right, so I gave out the numbers, and I also gave out the email address. We do have a mailbag coming up in our next hour, but I wanted to throw these in, and maybe it was because I said it a couple of times. Got two quick emails on this very subject. One is from Jessica, who says, wow, can't people just be people? Why can't you do you and I do me, and that's good for all of us, instead of constantly criticizing everyone? It's so sad to see that people who already are struggling with an identity crisis just can't have some freedom to be and go to the restroom like anybody else. I fear that this will get into some really ugly and heated discussions, not just on radio airwaves, but all over this country. And then this one from John, who says, wow, can't we just be men and women anymore? Isn't there any place where we can just be men and women? I don't have anything against transgender people, but why are our hands always being forced? Why do we always have to create another and then another and then another? I'll say it again. Can't we just be men and women? Are those days gone? Are we so politically sensitive that we go in a completely 180-degree direction, which actually, in a way, shuts other people off and turns off the spigot, if you know what I mean? I think it's a depressing situation, Kate, myself. All right, so good news is we're getting two different sides of the coin, and you can still express yourself, too, at 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net, or you can tweet us at Real Radio Talk, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. The bathroom issue aside, coming up on the show, I've mentioned this a few times now, it's about numbers, and we're going to hit the numbers when we go to We Can Count, but I was looking at something again that was so shocking in London, a knife attack, a mass stabbing in London, which left one person dead and several people injured. I mean, you see this stuff and you just shake your head because you know how, it's not that we're so naive, how is this possible? But the police are still investigating the attack. They say terrorism is a possible motivation. So now you can't walk down the street without having eyes in the back of your head for fear that somebody will go nutty and go after you with a knife. And if you're just not lucky, you could end up on that street where there's a fatal knife attack. Ugh, terrible. Numbers, I promised them, they're flying around in the studio. We got them. We're going to nail them down next on America Tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It is about the numbers. We did mention these briefly at the top of the show. You might have missed it. News poll shows that Hillary Clinton has a 10-point lead over Donald Trump. And again, I said Fox News poll, so that is a much wider lane between the two of them. Trump has 39, Hillary Clinton 49%. I mean, and this is in a head-to-head news survey that was just released on Wednesday. Voters also weighed in on the controversy surrounding Trump after he disparaged the Muslim family of a fallen U.S. soldier. 69% of respondents familiar with the comments declared Trump's criticisms in response to the family's speech against Trump at the Democratic convention out of bounds, compared to 19 who said it was in bounds. Republicans are even split on the back and forth, 41% saying similarly, while 40% of the Republicans say Trump's response is in bounds. So there you go. I know we can manipulate numbers in lots of different directions, but those aren't great numbers for Trump. They're certainly much better numbers for Hillary Clinton. Iran got $400 million on a day that the prisoners were freed. This story has been cracking wide open. Four not 4 million, 400 million, 400 million in cash. President Obama approved the $400 million transfer, which he had announced in January as part of the Iran nuclear deal. The money was flown into Iran on wooden pallets. If you haven't heard the story, stacked with Swiss francs, euros, and other currency as the first installment of $1.7 billion. $1.7 billion. And see, then you've got people reacting from the Senate. For example, Illinois Republican Senator Mark Kirk says paying ransom to kidnappers puts Americans even more at risk. While Americans are relieved by Iran's overdue release of the illegally imprisoned American hostages, the White House policy of appeasement has led Iran to illegally seize more American hostages. And this is the concern. This is why we are constantly reminded that we don't deal with terrorists. And people think it's barbaric. Why? How can we not do that? If we're the richest country, the greatest country on the face of the earth, and the reason is for that. The reason is because what could happen afterwards is the floodgates become open and every American can become a target for being kidnapped. There's already the proof of life. Where's the proof of life? We see this in that happens in other countries. We've seen it with the Somalian pirates. So never a good thing. A woman was killed. Six people have been injured. Mass stabbing in the center of London. I mentioned it briefly. Here's some more details. The Metropolitan Police confirmed that six people were injured. It was at a place called Russell Square. So they're saying terrorism is a possibility. But they don't know. Police say a 19-year-old man was arrested and mental health a significant factor in the attack, although terrorism is also one of the lines that are out there. Very, very sad for the woman in the wrong place at the wrong time, and hopefully the others recover. That's for sure. Also, as far as numbers are concerned, the New York Times did a piece today about Roger Ailes. Remember him? He was the head of Fox. And the New York Times is saying Fox News' sex harassment inquiry is widening. Yes, they're digging around for more information. Roger Ailes, the former Fox News chairman. They're trying to determine whether other executives knew of improper conduct by Ailes and failed to respond. Always a dangerous thing. I cannot see what's happening. And then when you can't see, they nail you because you didn't say what you did see. So the investigation is being held by a law firm in New York. They were hired on July 6th, the day former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson filed her lawsuit alleging harassment and discrimination by Ailes. Ailes, 76, has denied the accusations, resigned from the Fox News channel. He did that on July 21st, although he's a consultant through 2018. So we'll see where all of this goes, because now you have other people complaining about what was happening, other women with Ailes. So does this end up being something, that becomes even bigger than initially was thought? I happened to read this story as I was going through some political stories. Did you know that the average American is 15 pounds heavier than 20 years ago? They say there's no doubt about it. We're not doing enough to control and reverse the obesity epidemic, too much to propagate it. And this comes from new statistics that were released in a report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Center for Health Statistics. They're based on an analysis of a sample of almost 20,000 people who underwent medical examinations and were interviewed at home. They found that the average weight of men in the United States rose from 181 pounds to 196, and the average height remained about the same, 5 feet. 9 inches. The average woman in the meantime expanded from 152 to 169, while her height remained steady at 5'4". Boy, body mass index is something you don't even want to hear about, right? I mean, is it, what is it, the metabolism? It's all those factors, I'm sure, which is why you've heard me talk about what I've done, because it's so easy to let that slide, and it's easy to gain and hard to lose. I'll just run around the block. Remember when you're like 21? I'll just do 20 push-ups. I'll burn that whole pizza off. I know I can do it. It's a little bit different. How about this? The Trump Taj Mahal Casino in Atlantic City is closing at the end of the summer. Boy, that has been a fixture since I was a kid in Atlantic City. I grew up about 45 minutes outside of there. I didn't spend a lot of time there, but I can remember that was like a landmark. You just saw it because it sat back from the boardwalk. But it's owned by billionaire investor Carl Icahn. It's going to close after Labor Day at the end of the summer. The closure of the casino, which is in the middle of a labor strike by its unionized workers over wages and health insurance costs, would be another big blow to the struggling city in New Jersey. Four of its 12 casinos remain shut after closing in 2014. One did reopen as a hotel only. So the city is collapsing literally before our very eyes. Not surprising. Not surprising, by the way. Atlantic City was, I think, has been run and not catering more to tourists, for example, which would have been, I'm not saying they didn't at all, but I think they needed to do it more. Regardless, this is the state of affairs in Atlantic City. And losing the Taj is another very, very, very big one, let's put it that way. While Paul Ryan and John McCain are trying to get the blessing of Donald Trump in their respective races in Arizona and in Wisconsin, a Florida poll shows that Marco Rubio leads his primary opponent by 33 points. Wow, that's pretty significant, I would say. 69% of the Hispanic vote, 67% of the millennial vote, 24% said they would choose someone else or were undecided, 54% said current Florida Governor Rick Scott would make a good senator. I think he pretty much has this locked up. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.